It's of a wild colonial boy, Jack Dolan was his name. Of poor but honest parents, he was born in Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. And so dearly did his parents love their wild colonial boy. When he was 16 years of age, he left his native home. All through the bush of Victoria, as a bush ranger to roam. They put him in the iron gang in the government employ, but never an iron on earth could hold the wild colonial boy. In 61, this daring lad commenced his wild career. His courage been undaunted, and no danger he did fear. He stuck up the beach with mail coach, and he robbed Judge McAvoy, who trembling cold gave up his gold to the wild colonial boy. He bade the judge good morning, and he told him to beware. He'd never robbed a poor man or one who acted square. But a judge that would rob a mother of her only pride and joy, well, he was a worse outlaw than the wild colonial boy. One day as he was riding the mountainside along, listening to the cook about his pleasant laugh and song, he spied three mounted troopers, Kelly, Davis and Fitzroy, with a warrant for the capture of the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, John Doolan, you see we're 3-1. Surrender in the Queen's name, for you're a plundering son. Jack drew his pistol from his belt and he waved the little toy. I'll fight but never surrender, said the wild colonial boy. He fired at Trooper Kelly and he brought him to the ground. And in return, Bob Davis gave him his mortal wound. All shattered through the jaws, he lay with his pistol an empty toy. And that's the way they captured him, the wild colonial boy.